From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. On the one hand, the labor market is tightening. Unemployment is down. Firms in some industries are hard-pressed to fill jobs. Even wage growth is inching upward. And yet, wages for some are falling. Wages for many college grads are lower than they were before the recession. Elise Gould is senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She researches wages, poverty, and inequality. Thanks for joining us, and good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
So how is it that college grads today are making less than they were even 10 years ago?
What we've seen is a pulling away of the very top. And that's been growing wage inequality, income inequality, wealth inequality. By any measure of economics, we've seen this growing inequality happen. And what that means is that the vast majority of workers have really not seen gains in wages over the last several years. And that affects college grads, too. So when we look at college grads, we know that the bottom half of them, the bottom 50% of college grads, actually have lower wages today than in 2000.
On the other hand, the labor market is tightening. Do you think we're going to see this trend reverse?
Yes. In fact, what we've seen over the last several years, as we've been pulling ourselves out of the Great Recession, we've seen the unemployment rate come down very sharply. And as that happens, we will see that translate into more broad-based wage growth. We saw that most strongly in the late 1990s, in 2000.
Who's winning then? I mean, if wages are growing generally, somebody's got to be making more.
What we're seeing is a continuation of the trends that we've seen really in the last 30, 40 years. Is this growing wage inequality, pulling apart of the wage distribution where workers at the very top are the ones that are seeing the gains to a growing economy.
All right. Elise Gould is senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. Thank you so much, Elise.
Thank you for having me.